Following our conversation with Steve Bennett about the Dolphin Pen, it occurred to us that there's actually a fairly similar product out there already. There's me thinking that the Dolphin Pen was a first, but in fact it's not. So welcome back to Main Menu, Mike Calvo. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, how are you over there?
Not so bad, not so bad. So, you have a product called the Passkey for your system access software. So do you want to just explain very quickly to people what that is and how it works and how it perhaps differs from the Dolphin Pen?
Sure. Actually, FreedomBox and FreedomBox System Access were the first two programs of its kind to allow blind people mobile computing on the go. And we went down the road. We have a product called the Key to Freedom, which is our original way of releasing our technology. And it allows a blind individual to go ahead and go up to any computer with a USB port and connect this Key to Freedom into the computer and get access to both our network and our browser based on Mozilla and of course the system access. The first thing that strikes me that's different is, of course, with our technology, you don't really need to be an administrator. You don't need any of that. You can use it as a guest account and all of that. You don't need to install any kind of a preloading program or anything like that. The key, the passkey, which is a CD version of the same thing, does not allow you to record on it. The Key to Freedom does, so it's kind of a memory stick. So we've been doing that now, Dave, for about 2 years, or a little less.
Okay. But let's focus on system access, because system access really gives people access to a more familiar Windows environment that the FreedomBox, to some extent, is a bespoke environment of its own, which people really should check out, because there's really probably no quicker way to get access to some of the content that you're offering through FreedomBox. But in terms of accessing vanilla Windows, how does system access and your passkey system, how does that play out?
Well, it works really well. I mean, the big difference between the passkey and the Key to Freedom is that the passkey, which is based on a CD, on a little credit card size CD, really auto runs. When you put it into a CD-ROM drive or a CD-RW drive, it begins to run automatically. And this is the big problem with these removable key or pen devices that Microsoft promised a couple years back, both to the accessibility market and to other manufacturers of technology that were on these key devices, that they were going to be including auto run features for removable media in Service Pack 2. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, Microsoft decided not to do that and kind of left everybody hanging. And which really, for the mainstream market, it's not a huge deal, because you insert your thumb drive or your key or your pen or whatever you want to call it, but it's all basically a removable flash memory. And then you just click on My Computer and you click on the drive that's just been added. However, for a blind person, this is a huge problem, because, of course, we don't always have somebody there. So what adaptive technology companies like us and Dolphin had to do is we came up with, they call it Interceptor, we call it Launcher, but you need to basically infect the computer that you are putting your key onto with this small program that will always be there forevermore, and whenever one of these keys is introduced, it'll auto-launch. It requires being an administrator on the system. There's a couple of different problems that you're going to face when using public computers, which we don't have with using the CD, the CD, the passkey.
Right.
Which is why we released the passkey, because that, of course, can run on guest accounts or whatever. Not to mention the cost, of course.
So let's cut to the chase here, then. What you're saying is that system access, which is your screen access product, some may describe it as a screen reader. I don't know if you would describe it in that way, but that's the nearest type of product that you might associate it with. That requires no interceptor. That's what you're saying. That can run without the user having to install an interceptor on the system. The interceptor is the bit of code which goes into the display chain that picks up the data as it's going to the video card before it gets to the screen, and that's how most conventional screen readers work.
That's correct. We don't use any kind of video chaining whatsoever. We actually, and it's true, we don't call ourselves a screen reader because in the conventional sense of the word, we're not as configurable. I mean, the folks at HAL got a great product, as do the folks at GW Micro and Freedom Scientific. They're awesome products, and they're screen readers. We provide system access. So it's access to the system. We interact with Windows, very transparent to the operating system. It doesn't really know we're there. And it behaves as normal. And to be able to do that, we don't insert ourselves in the video chain. We don't touch any of the hardware. I mean, like I said, we can even run on guest accounts. That's how unobtrusive we are in the operating system.
Right. And what kind of access are people going to get with that? I mean, can they use their email, their word processor?
Right now, system access supports Internet Explorer, Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express, Windows Media Player, Real Audio, Winamp, AVG Antivirus, Norton Antivirus. I mean, several different products that we support, not to mention full access to every aspect of the Windows operating system, including System Restore, Windows Help, Windows Update, all of these different things on this $299 passkey.
Okay, and that was really the main reason I wanted to get you on, just to highlight this difference. That essentially, what you're saying is you have a product that you can install that doesn't need to it will run first time. You don't need to reboot or anything like that?
Nothing.
Okay. So, Mike, was there anything else that you wanted to tell us about system access?
Absolutely, one of the most exciting things that I think that all of your listeners and certainly that all of our users are excited about is that we're actually bringing back support for Windows 98 and Millennium. And there's not going to be any kind of a charge. We don't have a Pro version, or we don't have an XP version or 98 version. It's just all going to work right out of the box. Version 2.2 of FreedomBox software will be released on May 15th, and that will have access already for Windows XP, Windows 2000, Millennium, and 98, which is all the 9X versions of the operating system, and system access will follow very shortly with the same thing. So you'll be able to actually use any computer anywhere on the planet. We're doing that for a lot of our international users. We do have Unicode support, of course, and we'll have it under all the operating systems. So we're pretty excited about that.
All right.
Actually, we've got a version. We're doing an update that will be out in July, in late June, early July, just in time for the conferences here in the U.S. And it's going to be including a couple of really neat things. I think that one of the most exciting things that we're going to be introducing is mouse support. So stay tuned. It's going to be a really interesting way for a blind person to use a mouse.
Hmm. Well, I guess if you could tell us any more, you would, but we'll wait and see on that one. Okay, and system access, just run people through the pricing and availability and how they get it,
system
that kind
access,
of stuff.
Yeah, system access is free to users that have an existing FreedomBox account. It's free for your computer, and we allow actually up to two computers for a FreedomBox account, and it costs $299 on the passkey, which is a credit card size CD that you can order through us, or you can order through one of our distributors or dealers. We have several of them up on the website at www.freedombox.info, or you can call us at 866-202-0520. We are working slowly but surely on international support and international as far as international dealers and distributors. So we don't quite have that. But we do have several international customers, so you're welcome to order from the website or give us a call, and
right,
we'll call you back.
So let's just clarify then. So it's $300 for your passkey, and then obviously your FreedomBox subscription.
Correct, which is $9.95 a month. And if you don't want the passkey and you just want the software on your computer, the software is absolutely free, and that includes the screen access technology.
Mike Calvo, thanks very much for dropping by Main Menu once again. We very much appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Dave.